is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Air raid sirens in Israel. The country says Iran has launched a missile attack. U.S. officials said earlier it could be as large or larger than the one Iran carried out against Israel back in April. People have been told to shelter in place. Iran taking action as Israel carries out a ground operation against Hezbollah, targets in southern Lebanon. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab.
Now we have Israeli forces doing what's been described as limited incursions into southern Lebanon, and it really just triggered this massive fear that what we've been seeing here in Lebanon over the past several days is only going to get far, far worse.
It's estimated the strike by thousands of East Coast dock workers could cost the economy up to $5 billion a day, and if it drags on, could disrupt the supply chain. Reporter Terry Hornstein at a port in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
You can see hundreds of these longshoremen, these dock workers out here protesting, and they're set up for the long run. Let me tell you, they have food out here. They have tents set up. They say they are ready to stay out here as long as it takes to get their demands met.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene is now at least 135. CBS's Jared Eggleston is in western North Carolina, where there's widespread destruction.
A lot of them have lost either their homes or personal belongings to them, but those people are just happy that they were able to make it out alive. But then there's the other part of the people that are still missing. Hundreds of people are still missing here in North Carolina, and those family members right now are just waiting by on the edge of their seats, waiting for more news.
Well, tonight, the political focus is on the vice presidential candidates. They'll square off in a CBS debate. They're only one of the campaign. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Neither campaign is playing it cool. They're not acting like, oh, we don't need to do much prep. They know they need to prep, and they are making it very clear they're doing that. I mean, keep in mind that J.D. Vance has only been in politics since 2022, so he hasn't done a lifetime of political debates on the national stage. Tim Walz only became the running mate to Kamala Harris 8 weeks ago.
Jimmy Carter, the nation's 39th president, reaching a milestone. He's 100 today. CBS's Elizabeth Campbell says there are celebrations in his hometown, Plains, Georgia.
There's a concert that the Carter Center put on a few weeks ago in Atlanta that brought together all sorts of musical acts in celebration of former President Jimmy Carter. That will be broadcast tonight. He and the family will be watching it.
Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 220. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Six Racine City Council members are threatening a boycott to protest Mayor Corey Mason's alleged power overreach. Their absence could prevent a quorum at tonight's meeting, potentially halting city business. It was a fatal crash in Caledonia last night. It followed a police chase through Racine County. According to the State Department of Justice, Racine officers initiated the chase at around 9. It ended when the driver collided with a tree near 4 Mile Road and Main Street. Former Racine County Sheriff's Deputy Preston Kite, facing 40 felony charges, is likely to take a plea deal. In court yesterday, a hearing was scheduled for late November. Teens and Trades Day will be held Friday in Racine and Case High. The event is meant to spark interest in non-traditional careers. Over 800 students attended last year. A public hearing is being held in Racine today on a proposed We Energy's rate hike. The plan would raise typical monthly bills by nearly $24. The gathering takes place at the Chavez Center. And political campaign events and a Brewers playoff game will coincide in Milwaukee later today. It may cause traffic impacts later this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason. First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday. Coach Matt LaFleur said Sunday that the Packers had a lot to clean up after the 31-29 loss to the Minnesota Vikings in week four.
You got to be focused in terms of and very intentional about what you're trying to get accomplished. When you look at it, we've had two tight games that we've lost, and we got to make sure that we don't put ourselves in those positions where they do cost you.
Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Significantly cooler and crisp today, but seasonal. Under sunny skies, highs scrape the upper 60s. Winds are still a bit breezy and a few more clouds filter in tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. Tomorrow will be pleasant with plenty of sunshine and highs returning to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Timeless is, we're talking WRJN, we're talking the Dave Clark Five, we're talking Chairman of the Board. Give me just a little bit more time, and we are singing along with Marvin Gaye.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Crowded land, how much?
much more be used from sin. Can't you stand?
West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Just one more time.
Nice to
story of my life. Just 5 more minutes. That's usually when I'm getting up in the morning. I just need 5 more minutes, an hour, or whatever. Chairman of the board, give me a little bit more time. I'm Cindy Huber on WRJN. We got local news and Timeless. It's got local news coming up at the bottom of the hour, Wisconsin State News, too, and then CBS National News, always at the top of the hour, along with weather and sports, although I can tell you it's absolutely gorgeous today. Great day to sit inside and watch the Brewers. Let somebody else sit outside on your behalf. You sit inside and watch it or listen to it right here on WRJN, 1400 AM. 99.9 Racine and 98.1 Kenosha.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. Even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin. 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets
lips tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Here's Aretha on WRJN.
Change, change, change.
fall. Local news, Timeless, is WRJN. Do you believe in magic? Not really. I gave up believing in magic the night I had like a whole set of nachos to myself and got up the next morning expecting to lose 5 pounds. Yep. Didn't happen. It would have been magic, but it didn't. So, no, I don't believe in it anymore. But I am hoping, I'm believing in a Packer win this Sunday against the LA Rams. The pregame is at 1 p.m. and the kickoff just after 3. Packer football on WRJ and is sponsored locally by the Lanes on 20. The perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner house on the lake where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards. And Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. And I just want to say a huge thank you to our sponsors for bringing us the Packer games that you can listen to right here on WRJN 1400 AM 99.9. We're seeing a 98.1 Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voters in Wausau can use their absentee ballot drop box again. A replacement is in place after Mayor Doug Dinney removed the original one last week. The Marathon County DA says the Portage County Sheriff's Department is looking into whether Dinney broke the law. How the winners are declared on election night is a mystery to many, but the leading organization that does the job says it'll be transparent about their calls. Anna Johnson is the Associated Press's Washington Bureau Chief.
As soon as we're making those key race calls, expect to see us showing our work, how we did it, what happened, what were the facts behind that. And I think that that is really, really important.
Johnson tells WISN-TV's Upfront the AP only declares winners when the outcomes are beyond a doubt. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We Energies wants to raise rates, and you can let them know about those plans today. The power company is holding public hearings this week in Racine and Milwaukee to gather feedback about their proposed rate increases. The plan would raise typical monthly bills by nearly $24. It's already facing opposition from local officials and environmental groups concerned about affordability and clean energy goals. People can voice their opinions at the Chavez Center in Racine today. It'll be an interesting night at Racine City Hall. The city council meeting tonight faces potential disruption as 6 members threaten to boycott. They're protesting what they perceive as Mayor Corey Mason's overreach of authority. The dissenting council members argue that the mayor has limited their ability to influence city decisions and to bring issues to a vote. The absence of all 6 boycotting members would prevent a quorum that could lead to an early adjournment. Getting around Milwaukee might be tricky later. Political campaigns and playoff baseball are colliding in the city. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff and former President Donald Trump will make separate campaign appearances, with Trump scheduled to speak at Discovery World at 5. Emhoff will be at a manufacturer on the northwest side speaking at around 4. Adding to the excitement, the Brewers will host their wildcard playoff game at 4:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. Significantly cooler and crisp today, but seasonal. Under sunny skies, highs scrape the upper 60s. Winds are still a bit breezy, and a few more clouds filter in tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. Tomorrow will be pleasant with plenty of sunshine and highs returning to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 64.
I'm not afraid to
distinction. Yeah, one of those songs you go, I love this song. Who did this? Friends of Distinction, Lover, Let Me Be Lonely. And this one's pretty obvious. Nobody else in the world sounds like Petula Clark, except for Petula. Here's My Love on WRJN.
Change my love.
Local news, timeless, WRJN. Hey, downtown Racine this Friday. Free pumpkin giveaways, free hot dogs, the first 100 people. Downtown Racine, 4 to 7 is going to be a blast. Something to think about. What are we going to do on Friday? There you go.
Hearts go astray.
Show me!
Local news, timeless hits. Al Wilson, WRJN, Cindy Huber. Well, actually, this is getting near my quitting time where I turn the controls over to somebody who knows what he's doing, and that's Kurt Vollman. He's going to be up. Also, CBS Nationals and Stuart J. Waddles with local news, all just minutes away here on WRJN.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love both never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away, like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Oh,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And local news and timeless hits are all back on WRJN. Have a great afternoon. Kurt Volman is next. Gonna leave you with the Four Tops. And baby, I need your loving. And are you gonna drink that?
Baby, I need your loving. Baby, I need your loving. the night. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Warning sirens have been sounding in Israel as Iran fires missiles at Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa. The BBC's Lucy Williamson.
We're being told that perhaps more than 100 missiles have been fired from Iran, perhaps as many as 140. Of course, Israel's army is massed at this border. It's less than 24 hours or